Welcome to a special edition of the High School Football Roundup Podcast. And special because it's the end of the regular season. And we've reached the end of the regular season in high school football here in Southwest Georgia. And at the deepest part of South Central Georgia and around Valdosta and so forth. And region championships and playoff positions and seedings were decided for the week ending Friday, November 2nd, 2018. So lots to get to in just such a short time. Gonna get right to it start among teams here in Albany and the surrounding area. And the Monroe Tornadoes traveled to Cordele to face the Crisp County Cougars for the GHSA Region 1-3A title, or 1-AAA title. And Crisp County jumped out to a big lead, 31-0, and wound up winning 38-8. And Crisp County, with the win, finishes at 7-3 overall. Not only that, the Cougars, more importantly, finish Region 1 AAA play undefeated at 3-0. Play just three games, as there are only four teams in GHSA Region 1-4A. And Crisp County will host Pike County next week, and Monroe, as the number 2 seed in Region 1-3A, will host Jackson High School out of Jackson, Georgia, in Butts County, roughly halfway between Atlanta and Macon along I-75. For those people that are for those of you listening that are unfamiliar with Georgia geography. So once again, Monroe falls at Crisp County 38-8, and the number 3 seed out of Region 1-3A will be Cook, and the Hornets outlasted Worth County 18-7, and the win over Worth County actually snapped a seven-game losing streak for Cook. And the Hornets finished the regular season at 3-7 overall and 1-2 in GHSA Region 1-3A. And most importantly, that puts Cook in the playoffs for, it looks like, the 19th year in a row. So hard to believe that Cook hasn't missed any postseason play. I mean, this century, the 21st century, which is unbelievable. And moving on to some other action involving local teams, and the Darty Trojans finished their 2018 season winless under first-year head coach Damian Gary, and the Cairo Syrup Makers are already playoff bound as the Region 1-4A champions came to Humil Stadium in Albany and left with a 38-8 win over the Darty Trojans. So both Cairo and Crisp County beat the two of the three Albany teams, and Darty and Monroe by identical final score of 38-8, and the second place team in Region 1-4A, Carver of Columbus, and traveled into Americus and rolled to a 40-19 win over Americus Sumter. And Carver finishes the regular season at 6-1 in GHSA Region 1-4A and 9-1 overall under first-year head coach Corey Joyner, who ironically was the head coach at Darty for several years before he left to go to Columbus and take the Carver job. And Cairo's won. Cairo will be the number 1 seed, finishing undefeated in Region 1-4A play at 7-0, make that 8-0, and undefeated in Region 1-4A, 8-2 overall. And the Syrup Makers will go into the playoffs, having won 8 straight games in Carver Columbus. And finished the regular season 7-1 in the region, and 9-1 overall. And Cairo handed Carver its only loss of the regular season so far. And Cairo will play host to Henry County to open the 4A playoffs. So it's a home game for Cairo. And later today, or Saturday, you got the Westover Patriots taking on Hardaway of Columbus. And in Columbus. So it's just that simple for, and Westover fell to 4-3 in region play and 5-4 overall after rolling past losing to Carver 44-13 on Monday night. That was Monday, October 29th. And it's just that simple for Westover. They beat Hardaway since 2014. If they lose, however, Westover will be on the outside looking in yet again for the fourth year in a row. So Westover and Hardaway Saturday action on November 3rd, 11 a.m. So that game, that Saturday game, then had to be moved to November 3rd because of Hurricane Michael. Season, whether they'll get to play at least one more game to wrap up Olton Downs' first season as their head coach, the Westover head coaching job. And moving on, the championship took place along U.S. Highway 19 in Pelham, Georgia, and the Pelham Hornets finished the regular season undefeated with a 34-13 win. Mitchell County has had an amazing season so far, 10-0 overall, and they finished Region 1 single-A play at 9-0, having won 8 straight games since the losing their opener to Brooks County way back on August 17th. It's 44-6 in Brooks County in a moment. Finished Region 1 single-A play, undefeated at 9-0, and undefeated at 10-0 overall. And Mitchell County finishes the 2018 season at 8-1 in region play, 8-2 overall. And the Trojans traveled to Douglas, Georgia, and rolled past Coffey in the Battle of the Trojans. The final score, Lee County 38, Coffey 7. And Lee County will host Mundy's Mill in the first round of the playoffs. And Valdosta is the 2 seed. North side of Warner Robins 3. And Coffey will be 4. But he's unbeaten at 10-0. And 4-0 in GHSA Region 1 single A. Valdosta school once again 38-7. Lee County over Coffey. So Lee County will host Mundy's Mill out of Clayton County. Just south of Atlanta. In the metro Atlanta area. And also got some other scores of 41-6 to secure that number ahead of Coffey. And Valdosta completed the regular season last week. That was on Friday, October 26th, with a dramatic 44 to make that four Robins. And A.J. Akins kicked the game-winning field goal with just over Lee County 1, Valdosta 2, North Side of Warner Robins 3, and you got the Coffey Nation to Region 1 single, Region 1 7A, Colquitt County Packers, like Lee County, finished the regular season undefeated at 3-0, yes, 1-7A, and 10-0 overall. This is their third undefeated season in the last 5 rounds. Finished the regular season at 1-2, 7-3 overall. And then in a stunner in Kingsland, Georgia, and the Camden County Wildcats finally broke through in Region 1 seed and will host Etowah this round of the state playoffs. And then involving Camden County, Lowndes, Tift County. Calico County's 1, Lowndes 2, thanks to the win over Camden County. They'll end up getting that number 4 seed, the at-large or berth out of Class 7A. And some other scores. Bainbridge rolled past Thomas County Central 44-11. And Warner Robins shut out Veterans to win the Region 1-5A title. Scores 28-0. So, nothing. So, your Region 1-5A seeds quickly. Bainbridge, you see Warner Robins is 1. With the win over Bainbridge, and Bainbridge is 2. Since the Bearcats knocked off Veterans. Where that team's, were one of that team's only 2 losses. And the Veterans will drop to the number 3 seed, and they'll have to hit the road. And Harris County be the number 4 seed. And disappointing endings for the Yellow Jackets under first year head coach Ashley Henderson. Thomas County Central in region play at 5-1 on the year. And yet they go 0-4 in the region. And disappointing end, 44-11. Bainbridge wins easily, and Bainbridge is headed to the playoffs and be at home for round 1. And then also with Brooks County, already the region 1AA champions, crushed Berrien 49-0, and Thomasville over Early County 56-3. So, and Brooks, and your Region 1AA playoff picture looks like this. Brooks County over Berrien. Brooks is in the, Brooks County's 1, Fitzgerald, and which will finish, whose Purple Hurricanes will finish second after losing to Brooks County last week, will be the 2 seed, and Thomasville, Early County, round out the Region 1-2A playoff field at the number 3 and number 4 seeds in Region 1 single A. Critical region game, critical games there. Miller County over Seminole County 29-7, and Chattahoochee County over Stewart County 50-22. So while both Pelham and Mitchell County are guaranteed locks to make the playoffs in Miller County and Chattahoochee County, I think Seminole County will be playing a waiting game. And also Irwin County over Turner County 48-14. And Irwin County finishes the regular season undefeated at 10-0. So, got Pelham and Irwin County finishing the regular season undefeated at 10-0. So it'll be interesting to see. And when they announce the 24 teams that will advance to the single A public school playoffs, it'll be interesting to see how those things shake out. And only the top 24 teams that are ranked in the final power ratings will move on to the playoffs. And to wrap up this brief edition of the High School Football Roundup podcast to close out the regular season, and Deerfield Windsor, just like Thomas County Central, ended their season on a disappointing note, winless in GISA Region 3-AAA, and the Knights lose to Valwood from Valdosta 28-14. And Deerfield Windsor finishes region play winless at 0-4, 5-5 overall. So for the first time in a long time, Deerfield Windsor will miss the playoffs in football. And also in the battle for the GISA Region 3 AAA title, it was Tift Area Academy out of the tiny town Chula, Georgia, winning easily. No, well, not so easily. But Tift Area did win 28-13. Over Southland, and Tift Area is the GISA Region 3 AAA champion. Tift Area finishes the regular season undefeated at 10-0. Southland finishes 8-2, and Southland will be the number 2 seed for the playoffs. Battle with the 3 seed, finishing at 2-2 in region, 8-3 overall. Brookwood of Thomasville, 1-3 in the region, 6-5 overall. Deerfield, Windsor, again, disappointing. Finishing at 0-4 in region, winless and 5-5 overall. The Knights lost their last four games of the season. And lastly, to finish things up, and Terrell Academy knocked off Southwest Georgia Academy in a real shocker. And in GISA Region 3AA, and Terrell Academy, despite barely finishing above 500 overall and 6-0, finished GISA Region 3AA play undefeated at 3-0. And Southwest Georgia Academy finished the regular season at 2-1 in Region, 7-2 overall. And Westwood finished third in GISA Region 3AA with a tight 19-14 win over Crisp Academy. And seeing the final score was Terrell Academy 55, Southwest Georgia 48. And also Sherwood Christian in the Sherwood Christian of Daugherty County, Albany in the GICAA lost to Skipstone 32-6. And that's going to do it for this brief abbreviated edition of the High School Football Roundup Podcast. As always, you can follow the Southwest Georgia Network online at southwestgeorgianetwork.com. Also follow on Twitter at SWJ Network. And thank you for listening. Have a good night, good morning, and a good weekend.